morning and Merry Christmas. Welcome to this wonderful Christmas morning celebration. This is a joint service of Hollywood United Methodist Church and our sister campus, Harmony Toluca Lake. We're so glad you've chosen to worship with us on this incredible morning. Please join me in prayer. Gracious Creator, we give our thanks and rejoice this morning. Your child has been born. The star on our horizon has come home to us, a babe full of innocence, and yet expected to deliver so much, to deliver us. Help us to be worthy of it. We know this gift is for all and that your love is unceasing, that there is nothing we can do to earn it. It is freely given. Help us to show our gratitude by receiving your child with grace, living into his love and embodying his hope. Help us to be open to this love's salvific power and its ability to transform and change even the most broken part of us and our world. Please, dear God, be with us as we seek to be true servant leaders in this world. Be with us on this blessed Christmas morning. Pour your Holy Spirit into us and bring healing and transformation into all places. We lift up to you all those who are experiencing illness, those who mourn, and those who are separated from family. May they know that they are one with you and with Christ. May you bless your holy church and help us to be all that we are called to be in the world. We have many prayers and we offer them up to you now in a moment of silence on this Christmas morning. God, who hears all, who knows all, who loves us in all of our ways, we offer you our thanks. And we lift to you the prayer that your Son taught us during his lifetime, one that helps us remember each day in affirmation of the faith that you have in us and that we have in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We are so glad that you've been able to join us this morning online. We have many wonderful things happening in the life of the church in the coming weeks. This is going to be an exciting year. Take a moment and scan the QR code that's on your screen and let us know that you're worshiping with us. We'd love to know who's joined us this Christmas morning. Mark your calendar for January 8th. After church, our congregation will volunteer with a wonderful organization in Hollywood, Project Angel Food, which helps prepare meals for people in special circumstances, and we could really use your hands. In fact, Project Angel Food could use volunteers regularly, so if you are interested, look them up and give them a call. They welcome people in their kitchen. We are going to be excitingly introducing a new series of covenant groups in the new year, led by Devin. If you are interested in being a part or providing leadership, please contact Devin directly. And lastly, all that we do is possible because of the generous gifts that you give. We invite you now to participate in our offering here with this online code. You can text. There are many different ways that you can give to make the ministry of our church vital, and we welcome your gifts this holiday season. Thank you.
Traveler. reading from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. A man named John was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him everyone would believe in the light. He himself wasn't the light, but his mission was to testify concerning the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light. But the world didn't recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children. Born not from blood, not from human desire or passion, but born from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Merry Christmas morning. I hope you've had a wonderful morning so far, filled with coffee and sweets and other celebrations of this day. I'm still reveling in the beauty of last night's Christmas Eve services. The music, the people, the fellowship, it just felt like we were one step closer to a return to normalcy for the first time since 2019. So this morning we're going to continue our focus on light, because the Christmas story begins in darkness. There was the darkness of oppression, for God's people were a conquered, a beaten and defeated people. There was the darkness of persecution. There was the darkness of disillusionment. There was an ever-increasing number who felt that violence was the most effective path to solve their problems. That same darkness that threatened to people 2,000 years ago still troubles us today. Scripture doesn't deny the existence of such darkness, but it also tells us that there is light to be seen. Over 2,700 years ago, the prophet Isaiah wrote words of hope to a people living in exile. When they thought that all was lost, Isaiah wrote, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light." That prophecy, that light, was fulfilled in the birth of the Christ child, who's born to give us life and hope and love. Because it's in the birth of the Christ child that God says to each of us, in spite of the darkness that exists, in spite of the turmoil that surrounds you, I am with you. I will never leave you. You are my child. Jesus is born to bring forth the inescapable love of God in human form so that we can feel and receive and be sustained by God's amazing and unconditional love. No matter what happens in this world, whether we find ourselves wandering in the darkness or rejoicing in the light, we can live with the absolute confidence that God loves us so much that Emmanuel, God with us, has been born to live and love among us and teach us how to love God and one another. In the 4th century, St. Augustine observed that when people choose to withdraw from a fire, the fire continues to give warmth, but the people grow cold. When people choose to withdraw far from light, the light continues to be bright in itself, but the people are in darkness. This is also the case when people withdraw from God. The Christ child is born to remind us that God has never withdrawn from us. And hear the good news of Emmanuel. The only thing that can truly lead us out of the darkness, no matter where we find ourselves, is faith. Faith in the unconditional love of God, no matter our doubts and questions. Faith that allows us to wrestle with God so that we believe deep down that the darkness will never overcome us. Faith that the light of God's mercy and grace will always be present with us. In the birth of the Christ child, God says to us, "You are mine. My child, my son Jesus, is love incarnate. Love made whole, the inescapable love of God in human form, come to earth so that we could be sustained by God's love." And it's when we don't just accept, but we really feel God's love incarnate in our daily lives, we're changed. Our gospel lesson from the first chapter of John does not give us all the warm fuzzies of Christmas Eve. There's no manger, there's no wise ones, there's no shepherds. Instead, John takes on what we might say is a 30,000-foot view of the birth of the Christ child. The great preacher Barbara Brown Taylor has written that John was the first to identify Jesus as the Word, or Logos, the Word made flesh. John told a cosmic story about the pre-existent Logos, or Word, who was with God in the very beginning, before there was a Bethlehem, or a Mary, or a single star in the sky. John wants to make sure that we understand some elemental things about the Word that is about to be made flesh. The first is the Logos, the Christ child's relationship to darkness. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The second is the Logos, or the Christ child's relationship to John the Baptizer. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. And the third is the nature of the Logos, or the Word's birth. Not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of humanity, but that of God. Now John, who differs from the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke a whole lot, he's explaining who the Christ child is. In plain English, the Christ is the light that the darkness will never overcome. Now, I know for some, perhaps for many of us, it's hard to focus on the light overcoming the darkness, even the light of the Christ child. There is so much pain in our world. So much hate has seeped into our everyday lives that it's difficult to see sometimes how the light can triumph. But it can. Scott Black Johnston tells the story of a colleague of his who was a professor of Christian education. And she had given an assignment for each of her students to prepare a lesson on the 9th chapter of Isaiah. It's a chapter that we read often during Advent. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. So one of her students, as a part of her research, decided to try to find the darkest place on campus. And she finally found a little used racquetball court in one education building. It was accessed only by going down 2 flights of stairs and through a few heavy doors. A good portion of this racquetball court was underground. And the student found out that when you got inside and you closed the doors and turned out the lights, it was really, really dark in there. There wasn't a single stray photon bouncing around that could make an impression on a human retina. It was, she said, totally dark. Scary dark. Well, when it came time for this student to lead her class through the lesson, she brought them down the stairs, through the doors, and set them around the edges of the racquetball court. And then she said, "You are people who live in a land of deep darkness." And she shut out all the lights. A few students gasped. And then it got quiet. And they waited for 5 long minutes there in the darkness. And then she read them the Isaiah passage again. "Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." And with those words, she struck a match and lit a small candle. Now, as Johnston tells the story, by no means did that small candle fill the room with light, but it changed things. It changed them radically. With the flickering of the light, people could see each other's faces. They could see themselves. They could see some faces streaked with tears. For those who are in deep darkness, just the smallest bit of light can make all the difference in the world. And Johnston concludes his story by saying, "The light shines in the darkness," says John. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the point. It's not that the light obliterates the darkness. It's simply that the light is there. This is the message of the Incarnation, the story behind the story that we tell each other this day. God enters into the darkness to sit alongside of us. God refuses to dwell in the heavens above and from a safe distance watch the drama of human life play out. Instead, God hops into the darkest places with us. And in that holy action, we find reason to hope. Hope for the Living of These Days is our New Year's sermon series that begins next week. Family, it's up to us to bring light into those dark places in our world. May our Christmas wish be that the single candle represented by our actions toward a more just world illuminate and bring hope into even the smallest portion of the darkness that exists in this world. Let us pray that we might be vessels of God's great light and love in ways we can't even begin to imagine. Join us in the new year as we prepare to be people of the light. Merry Christmas.
Friends, the child is born. Alleluia. Our God has come among us. Let the whole earth rejoice. Let us leave the manger and return to our daily routines, knowing that we have seen the Lord and glorifying and praising God for all that we have heard and seen. Alleluia. Our God is now here. Go forth with confidence and joy that you have seen the Messiah. Alleluia. Our God is now here. Go forth to spread the good news wherever you go, sharing God's love and promise with all whom you meet. Go into the world to find the lost, heal the broken, feed the hungry, release the prisoner, rebuild the nations, and bring peace among people, and make music in every heart. Alleluia, our God is now here. And in the name of God, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, we cry out with the angels in the heavens and the shepherds in the fields, Alleluia, our God is now here. Amen.